Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
Up in Newark, Delaware. I am your host. I'm Double D. You can find me at Folsom County. Joining me tonight is none other than Brady Hicks.
I feel so honored to be here tonight, Dean. You know, normally I'm in the room. You know, we have our own little thing going on. But tonight, a very special night as I'm watching the fans. They're about to start filing into this auditorium here. It's a great night for ECWA K-Cup action. And I'm kind of honored in a way, in a way, for being here with you.
In a way. I can understand that. I do have a reputation, apparently, around the wrestling world.
Absolutely. Not all good, either.
Apparently not all good. Now, this is the second annual K-Cup, named after the tag team, the legendary Kangaroos. They were an Australian tag team. It's a really big, interesting, awesome. There's a lot of commotion right now, Brady.
I don't even know what to start. You know, everybody's lined up. We're ready. Here come the first fans. They're starting to wheel into the auditorium right now.
The fans are shuffling in as only they can here.
They're
in Newark,
as you say.
In Newark, Delaware.
Yes, as only they can.
You know, there are some great fans here in Delaware, Brady.
There are.
There really are. There's some diehards of the diehards. I'm just so excited. Now, what do we have on tap for this K-Cup?
Before we get into what's on tap for this K-Cup, I have to say that you spend a lot of time interacting with these fans, and that's great. That's great for you. Now, I'm on the end here. I'm in the corner, and I don't want to interact with them. They smell.
They are a little, yeah. They do call it smell-aware.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're toothless.
Most, if not all.
I'm only kidding, guys. I am so excited to be here tonight. It's going to be a great show. As I watch the fans, that they, right now there's two of them. They're about to walk in the door.
But really, really, are we?
Hundreds more.
Are we
hundreds
at that point right now?
I think we are.
So the first two fans are ready to come in. But what's on tap as far as the action tonight, Brady?
As far as the action tonight, it's going to be a great show. Yeah, the tag team equivalent of the Super 8 tournament. Now, it's only 2 years deep in terms of history. But stacked nonetheless. I think it's going to be a great time.
Now, the first match of the quarterfinals is going to be the Order of the Black from NYWC taking on the Nigerian Nightmares, Aaron and Chucky.
I thought it was Mafu and Snafu.
Safu?
Yeah.
And Lafu. Lafu is the third one that we don't see too often.
Yeah.
But there is a third Nigerian Nightmare. Apparently, I don't know. Just this past Wednesday, it was Aaron and Chucky. It was all a ruse.
It was confusing to me. I heard Jerry Zanoli say, he booked the Nigerian Nightmares, not Aaron and Chucky.
He did call a little bit later in.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I have no idea, but I feel
Well, we do have... I was on my way to a McDonald's, and I bumped into an indie show. Here's Joe Zanoli.
I actually think that there's more jerks in Delaware tonight than I thought there were.
I'm not sure.
How is that possible? I thought there were a lot.
No, I don't know. It's a lot of shows tonight, so who knows? I don't know. Hopefully a lot of people come out and support ECWA. So, we'll see.
We'll see. We got an hour to find out, Joe.
Attaboy, Joe Zanoli. You know, I mean, you guys are one of the dozens of shows running with
ECWAProWrestling.com.
EBradyHicks.com.
What?
At Hell in a Cell Talk Radio on... Twitter.
There are like 30 shows running within a one-mile radius of here. There's a very good chance that wrestling show might accidentally run into a wrestling show tonight.
That would be like a cavalcade of champions, if you could say that.
Yeah.
Did you say a cavalcade of cancellations?
Get out of here. You're live, mister.
He's getting us heat.
He's a peep. Get out of here. He's too
We're
much.
Getting heat. Monster Factory.
I'm calling in that show every week.
You can. More than, I'll tell you. You really don't need it. You don't need the headphones.
I know, that's why I took them off. I'm not hearing anything out of them anyway.
I'll need them because I'm engineering tonight,
right?
That's
fine. You know, if you want to feel important, you wear the headphones. I'll get you a freaking crown if you want a crown to wear.
A crown?
Yeah.
We'll call you
King Chalupa.
King Chalupa, I like it.
Yeah.
So where do you see that one going? Frankly, I don't know enough about the Order of the Black to really go into what they bring to the table. I know they're big men.
Here's what you need to know. Papadon, running roughshod through the ECWA for the last 2.5 years, right?
Yes.
However long it's been. 500 and no, whatever he is. Apollyon is the New York Wrestling Connection heavyweight champion. He's beaten Papadon as recently as 2 weeks ago. And he's in this K-Cup tournament tonight.
I did not know that.
With Max Lawless, a guy who has competed for FCW in WWE.
That is exciting news.
You need to know that.
I need to know that. I know it now.
As big as Aaron and Charles or Mafu and Safu are, whatever you want to call them.
Well, speaking of the devil, they just came out. They're walking around the ring. They're looking for their next meal, apparently.
Apparently. But do you know what? As big as these guys are, as strong as these guys are, I'm feeling Order of the Black tonight.
You're feeling Order of the Black, not Aaron and Chucky, or better known as the Nigerian Nightmares.
I hate to say that, and I don't want to get Dumbo dropped for saying that, but I absolutely am thinking Apollyon and Rex Lawless. Nobody around here knows how good they are.
So they could
Except
be
for me.
They could be the Black Horse. The Order of the Black could be the Black Horse.
Absolutely.
I like it. Now moving on, we have Fusion DS. Damian Dragon, Matt Saigon, we know them very well. Taking on DNA. Now, that's Dixie and Azriel. I had the pleasure of seeing Dixie in action not too long ago for Jersey Shore Championship Wrestling, Brady.
How was he?
He is actually a very good, excellent hand to have in the ring. Wrestles a very good strategic match.
I know when Azriel and Dixie teamed as DNA probably 10 years ago, they were regarded as tag team specialists on the independent scene. It's been a long time since those two have been in the same building at the same time, but tonight it's going to be something special.
It's a reunion of sorts, right?
Yes, absolutely. But you know what? If you're going to get together for one match on one night, maybe three matches, you know, who knows? This is it. I mean, they're facing the former ECWA Unified Tag Team Champions.
And that's pretty big news. That's the only time. There's only two teams, Brady, that have had three reigns or more, and that is Midnight Sensations and Fusion DX.
Is that really true? Wow.
I mean,
I've been coming to the ECWA forever, and I can't recall a time when other teams did that.
At least
you're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Quite possibly the Logan.
I think they're four-time champions.
Okay, not three.
Not three. I was talking specifically
okay.
about three.
I thought you meant three or more. I'm sorry.
No, just three.
Okay.
I was very specific in what I said.
All right.
Then we have the Boss's Chair. It's a new segment debuting just for the K-Cup.
Mm.
Now, frankly, that's how I feel about it as well. I will be going to get a drink from the whatever they call it out there.
And I will be going to get a drink from Buffalo Wild Wings, which is right down the street.
BuffaloWildWings.com.
MonsterFactory.org.
NMRWrestling.com.
DBradyHicks.com.
HIAC Talk Radio.
All right.
Now, coming back from that segment will be the Midnight Sensations, and that's, of course, Chris Rockwell and Sam Shields, managed by Joel Blackheart. And they are the current unified ECWA Tag Team Champions.
That is a throwaway line, by the way, because every single thing that you just said there, Chris Rockwell, Sam Shields, Joel Blackheart in their corner, and the champions, that's all very important to this equation here tonight.
It is. It is indeed. Now, also, they're taking on Action League now. I don't know much about either of them. Kirby Mack, Derek Rise.
Kirby Mack competed with his brother TJ Mack. They took the best around to the limit several times in ECWA, probably a year and a half ago, maybe a little more.
Okay, that long ago.
I don't know where TJ is, but I know that Kirby and Derek, they regard themselves pretty much as brothers. and, you know, best of friends. And, you know, I want to say best of luck. They're going to need it because they're facing the Unified Tag Team Champions tonight.
Now, moving right along, we have Magnum's modeling agency, MMA, Danny E., and Ricky the Mono Martinez. With Magnum and Gus Grant, they're so important they need two people to second them.
One is a PR agent, to be fair.
And one is what?
A manager.
Fair enough. Taking on the ECWA Dream Team of none other than Kay Koa, the Flying Hawaiian, who will be making his debut for New Moon Rising Wrestling coming up soon, and Aiden Chambers.
Here's what you need to know about the Koa and Aiden Chambers team, and I'm going to ignore that throwaway line. Aiden Chambers. No, Kakoa. Let's start with Kakoa. Former Mid-Atlantic champion. Check. Aiden Chambers. Former ECWA Tag Team Champion.
Grand Slam Champion, my friend.
ECWA Tag, Mid-Atlantic,
Super 8 winner.
Super 8 winner.
Grand Slam.
There's only one thing that he's avoided in his career.
And that is tonight, the K-Cup. So, after that, we're going to have an intermission, which I'm sure is going to be exciting.
I want to say something first, though. MMA. You totally disregarded from the last show. They had a little singles match.
Did they?
It was Danny E. against Kikoa the Flying Hawaiian. Do you remember how that match ended?
It ended with Kikoa pinned to the mat for the 1-2-3.
Lots of fist pumping.
There was a lot going on.
A lot of fisting.
Then we'll have the semifinals, but probably I would say at least, well, I forgot we're in Delaware, so these fans don't really know what wrestling is. I would say if you were a knowledgeable wrestling fan, this is what brought you here tonight, and it is none other than...
The winner of quarter... I don't know.
No, it's the ECWA Unified Heavyweight Title Match between the champion, and it's very strange for me to be saying that, the champion, Heart Killer, the Dream Warrior, Chris Wilde, taking on none other than the Greek god Papadon with Anthony Chico. Brady, I think we're going to see a title change here tonight. I think Papadon is focused like he's never been focused before. I think he took Chris Wilde a little too lightly last time. And he is definitely, at this point, going to win tonight. Win back his title.
You know, there was something very telling that was said on the car tonight. I had the pleasure of riding over with yourself and with Ryan Big Red Burgundy or whatever.
He's calling Slim Burgundy.
Slim Burgundy.
Slim Burgundy.
Big Blue, as I call him now.
Big Blue. He is wearing a lot of blue.
We're insured, right?
So, yeah, I had the pleasure.
Okay, well, you know, you brought up this point that Papadon didn't have a Papadon match against Chris Wilde.
He didn't.
No. You know what he had? He had a fight. And that's what Chris Wilde has been doing for the last 4 months now. Chris Wilde has been fighting Breaker Morant. Chris Wilde has been fighting Papadon. He hasn't been wrestling. They're throwing all around the arena. That's not Papadon's game. I think tonight, Papadon is going to get Chris Wilde in the middle of that ring, and I don't think it's going to go all over the arena. I think Papadon is going to be technically. I'm not saying he's going to win the match, but I think there's a very good chance that Papadon can keep his game.
He wasn't focused last time. That's what I'm saying. This time he is focusing
on anger. A lot of anger in last week.
I'm not sure why he took it out on Chris and why he went away from his game plan that brought him so much success.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at this. One of the fans, Cameron, posing with the ECWA Dream Team. And he couldn't look happier. He looks like the Grand Wizard.
He did there. He did
he
have
did.
A Grand
he
Wizard like pose. But that picture is going to look like he's cupping something. Looks like he's going to be cupping something there, Brady.
What?
Some nuts. We have a caller, Brady.
No way.
We have a caller. So I'm going to get right to them. I don't know who it is. Hello, caller. You're on the line with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Just say your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, don't be excited. It's just Dan Wall.
Oh, you're calling from... Okay, go ahead. What's up, Dan?
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Not too much. We are excited.
Hey, Dan. What's going on? I'm in your seat.
Yeah, Brady, I don't like you, and if you think Papadon hitting you is bad, I'm going to get you with a baseball bat when I see you taking my spot.
Why don't
you
like it? Why don't you
hey,
like
Dan,
it?
Dan, this was all my idea, Dan.
This is all, well, good, well, I'm going to hit you.
Well, fair enough.
Well, why don't you like me?
I'm just kidding, guys.
Okay.
I'm just playing around.
Well, I'm the kind
no,
of guy
I'm,
that...
I'm, I'm very upset that I'm not there because I was really looking forward to the heavyweight title rematch. And if you're in the sound of my voice, again, you guys, don't be like me who decided to be a pansy and not make it up to Delaware this week. You get your asses to the show. $15.
That's right. That's right.
$15, the Greater Newark Boys and Girls Club. My goodness.
Now, Dan, I got to say, and, you know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun of people. That's not usually my way, as you know.
Yeah.
I don't mean to make fun of people, but, I mean, I'm looking at Big Burgundy here. He just walked away, so I feel fully qualified to say this now that he's not here. But he trained today. He trained today.
Yeah.
In wrestling. He took bumps. It was his first time in the ring. He was great. He was stellar. He wrestled in his Papa Don t-shirt, his new blue Papa Don t-shirt.
No, but he really was. He was taking bumps better than half the people
on
the indie
good.
Circuit.
But do you know what I'm leading toward here? He took off the blue shirt. He got changed. He sprayed on some deodorant. He threw the blue shirt in the trunk. Papa Don shirt was all sweaty and wet. He went into the restaurant to eat. He goes into the restaurant. He eats. Low fat, by the way. Low fat eggs and french fries.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Then he comes out and he puts the wet Papa Don shirt back on and proceeds to drive to Delaware.
Listen, let me tell you something. You tell Papa Don you're not going to wear his shirt. Last time you had a problem with him, it didn't turn out too good for you.
I you know, I'm going to wipe my butt with Papa Don's shirt.
Oh, my goodness, Brady.
Oh,
God.
You are such a... You talk a big game, big boy, but I do say that to his face.
He hurt me physically, and he hurt me emotionally. And I will probably never forgive him for what he did to me last time. On top of that, I reached out to try and get him back on the Papa Don show. He says things like maybe or we'll see and doesn't get back to me. I don't know, man. You know what?
Well,
when
tell him you just
down,
you,
I'm
you turn
away.
It into the tell him you're gonna turn it into the Dan Law Hour. We'll do a show.
I'm not even talking to Papa Don anymore. I'm done. Go Chris Wilde.
Hey,
go
Chris
Wilde.
Dean, you better stand between those two.
I have been told that I should be nothing if not impartial. So this is a situation between...
Do me a favor. You need to be impartial all the time from now on. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, I just wanted to check in because you told me you're doing the pre-show, and I wanted to check in and just try to encourage more people to come. You know, the three people that I will influence, you need to go to the show. I've said it all week. Tag team wrestling, as far as I'm concerned, is dead on TV. And
Dan,
this is... don't interrupt me when I'm talking.
Sorry, I'm not. You're done.
Team wrestling, as far as I'm concerned, is dead on TV. And if you are at all missing tag team wrestling, you need to go. Newark Boy and Girls Club. What's the address, Dean?
Certainly Boys and
I'm
Girls
I'm
here.
Not sure what that address is. You kind of caught me off guard.
Okay, well, it's on Glasgow Drive in Newark, Delaware. It's not hard to find. It's about 3 miles down from the Sub Diner.
109 Glasgow Drive, Newark, Delaware.
Get to the show. It's $15. $10 if you sleep with Joe Zanoli.
Oh! Look at this. Dan, do you want to stay with Papa Don? Here he is. Oh, he's moving the table. Yeah,
Papa Don.
Dan the man?
Sure, why not?
Here, we'll give you a headphone. Okay. I know you don't want to listen to Brady anyway.
Brady's a chump.
Dan, can you hear Papa Don all right?
No, I can hear Papa Don. I just want to tell him, listen, I support you 100%. Brady was talking so much shit before you walked up there.
Really? Brady was talking trash. What was Brady saying?
What did I say?
That smack wasn't good last time. You want another one?
Oh, wait, I'm done.
You're done?
I'm walking away.
You're walking away?
Yeah.
It's all right.
You better get out of here now. You better get out of here now.
I know you're not a wrestler.
You had no business putting your hands on me now.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
All right, guys. Let's talk about the show.
All right, so let's talk about the show.
Let's talk about the show.
How focused are you tonight, my friend?
I am determined to focus. I'm always focused. I was robbed last time. It was injustice.
You were choked out.
I agree.
Exactly. I was choked out. Choking's illegal in wrestling. Have you not noticed that before, or is it just me? Am I the only one who's not taking in Delaware?
That's true.
Illegally choked. I could have swore that I saw Chris Not So Wild pay off Finnegan in the back with Happy Meals and Dairy Queen coupons. So, you know what? It's a conspiracy against me. You know, what can I tell you? When you're the best and you're on top of the mountain, everyone's trying to knock you off.
So my question is, why did you insist upon having two referees here tonight?
Because with two referees, cheating cannot occur at all. Because you have four eyes, two sets of eyes. So one set is not looking or is not doing the job properly because it's quote unquote blinded by a Dairy Queen coupon, or someone has his Happy Meal horse blinders on. You know what? The other one will be able to call the match fair and square right down the middle.
Did you just say right down the middle?
Right down the middle, the way I like it. Split it open.
You know, I'm an asshole, and I like to associate myself with assholes. You know why? Because there's a split.
Well, you
right
know what they say
down the middle.
See?
Oh, you're lucky you're much more trained and prettier and
athletic, better looking.
Better looking.
Not smoking. Smells like a chimney over here.
He's just better than you, period, Dean.
Why are you attacking me?
I'm not
because
attacking
Brady,
you.
Brady showed a shred of manhood today.
I'm not saying a word. I can verbally rape Brady over and over again. It gets boring after a while.
It does get boring.
Even without the prison move, it gets boring. So don't worry about it.
Oh. The nightmares are out there. Or are they Aaron and Chucky? I don't know.
I don't know. The nightmares are here. All I know is all the food and catering in the back is gone for his family. I don't know. Between them and Finnegan, I don't know. The GDP of Delaware went up just in the food market this far. What's up?
Papa Don, if I could ask you a question.
You may.
Okay. Speak. Now, you have been accused of not being able to win a fight with Chris Wilde, only a wrestling match. How do you respond to that? Because you're fighting all around the arena, man.
Did you not see?
Each other in the walls. All right.
We kicked the crap out of each other, and I'll be fair. I'll give the devil his due. Chris is an excellent opponent. He held his own, but he had to use undermining tactics.
Undermining tactics
in order to get the job done.
That makes sense.
I could go in there, even in a boxing match, and load my gloves up with metal, or you instead of tape, put plaster underneath the gloves like some boxers do and cheat to win. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm a good fighter. Chris cheated. Fair and square, right down the middle. Plain and simple, he cheated. I mean, I don't know how many times I got to tell you, Brady. I don't know. I know you're from Philly, so you're a little slow. But how's those Phillies doing, huh? Oh, yeah.
I think they're actually out.
Oh, yeah?
Out of the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
They're worse than the Mets.
Dan Law has
no,
so you don't need the headphones now. You don't need the headphones at this point.
They barely worked anyway.
Yeah, but, they don't?
Yeah, we're in and out.
Are we on now?
Oh.
Yeah, we're still on. Is it my fault that your equipment doesn't work?
It's Brady's fault.
Brady, why is it your fault that that Double D's equipment doesn't work?
That's actually his headset.
I can't help Dan with that. I don't know. Now, how do you feel about Ryan being all sweaty wearing your shirt walking around here?
Well, you know what? I give the kid props. He's lost 35 pounds since joining the gym.
Yeah.
He's rocking my shirt.
Yeah.
And he paid me money for it. Unlike you, who has deep pockets and T-Rex arms and don't want to go in there and buy a freaking T-shirt.
Oh.
It's okay.
I still owe you for that shirt, but I will give you the money at some point.
Whatever, man.
I'm good for it.
So tonight, Papadon, let's wrap it all up.
Let's put a bow on this kid.
What should we expect from you going into this match?
Justice. Justice will be served. Not Sid Justice. Not Matt Justice. Justice. I will win Big Red. It will go back around my waist. And I will be the unified champion.
Strong words. Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Strong words. Short and simple. Straight to the point.
Are you gonna pump? All right.
I'll talk to you
thanks.
After the show.
You will. I mean, you know what? I'll even let you hold the belt while Brady shines it for you.
I like the sound of that. That's Papadon, everybody.
Brady, I tell you to get on your knees and bow, but you're on your knees too much.
I'm done. Make a lot of slurp with noise.
Does he? No.
Well, Promotional Consideration is what I'm going to play right now.
What are you playing?
Promotional Consideration, Brady.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXT 1600 AM in Philadelphia and BradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on BradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papadon Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Carino on Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimble Date, the dating and relationship show at BradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling. Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie, WSU and ECWA-TV, Completely Damaged, Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin, and so much more. Check it out today.
All right, Brady, we are back. We just played the Brady Hicks commercial.
I can't get enough of that. I love hearing my own voice.
Obviously, because this is what, your fifth podcast this week?
The Dimble Day we had in the room. I missed telling us that. This is my third. Oh, this is a slow week for me, I guess.
A slow week. We are awaiting our next guest. I'm hoping that we get to talk to the legend in this area, none other than Joel Goodhart. Now, Brady, I know you're a little mesmerized right now.
I love Delaware, Gene.
No. Singing tonight's national anthem is the person that it's Tara. She has a hot new single. It's called Gotta Get It.
Look at this guy.
Go to iTunes.
Look at this guy.
Oh my goodness.
Got the belt.
Here he comes.
What do you want?
Here he comes. Joel.
What do you want?
Joel Goodhart.
I'm tired of carrying the gold.
So, everyone, we are joined by none other than. You can get a little closer if you want, sir. I take that as an insult.
Consider it an insult.
So, Joel, I want to know exactly what the hell you were up to re-signing a team that I thought we'd never have to see again, the Midnight Sensations. Why did you do it?
Oh, I surprised you, didn't I?
You surprised me a few times.
I own the gold.
Where did the cummerbund go?
I own the gold.
I just spit on you. I'm sorry. It's okay, though. I get a little excited, a little frothy.
Joel.
Yeah.
Why aren't your Chargers wearing the gold? They're the most decorated tag team in ECWA right now.
The most decorated?
The Midnight Sensation won this last year. The title belts aren't on the line this year. We're going to win it again. I manage champions, but more importantly, I make them champions.
Okay, so you make them the champions, but what was this ploy?
Why the hell would I tell you?
Joe Zanoli.
Why would I tell you?
Joe Zanoli.
I'm walking around with more gold than you've ever seen in your life, and you want me to just tell you what I'm up to.
He's a legend in his own mind.
What did you call me one time? The godfather of hardcore.
I have to promote my own show, don't I? I have to give you some type of moniker.
I was in this sport way before you were even born. When were you born?
76.
I was in this sport right after you were born. 1984 is when I came into professional wrestling. When you were just, 8 years old?
Yes.
Very
good
math. You've only grown up a year or two since then.
Very good math. I would expect that, considering what you do with your 9-to-5.
Wait, I just got this right. You were born in 1976.
1976.
That makes you 36 right now.
36.
So this is the first time in your life that your age and your IQ are the same number.
Oh, you. You good for nothing. I invite you over here so I can get to the
bottom. You didn't invite me over. He did.
Well, Tubby invited you, but still.
Where does he get the name Tubby from?
I'm a little bit emotional. It's Slim. I'm sorry. Slim Burgundy.
He did bring up a very good point, though. They're like intersecting lines on like a clamp.
You keep out of it, Hicks.
Your age is going up.
You keep out of it, Hicks.
Your IQ is going down, dude.
Now, anyway.
Go Blackheart.
So I invite you to come over here. Be a guest. And I have got nothing. I am no closer to the truth of the matter.
And you never will be. Why the heck should I give you the truth? Who the hell are you for me to come over here, waste my time, talk to you, Mr. Double D? The only Double D's I'm interested in are not yours, okay?
Are they Slim Burgundy?
No. He's a double F or a double G or something. Okay? But so are spies, and we don't need to go there.
That's true. So, what can we expect from your charges?
Why do you want me to tell you? You made a review with you.
You have a radio show.
You
are
paid. Wait. You are paid millions of dollars to broadcast this radio show.
Yeah.
And you expect me to give you this information for nothing. Now, I wasn't born in 76. I was born in 53. I was not born yesterday.
Let me ask you a question, Joel, and I hope you don't mind. I hope you're not offended, because I mean no offense, but you guys are going to be fighting champions, I assume, your guys. Would you care if Joe Zanoli came to you and said, put the titles on the line tonight?
If he came, give me the right money, he can have him on the line.
Wow.
All it takes is the right amount of money.
A little bit of money.
It's all money.
A little money.
I don't trust Joe and his checks. It's got to be cash. If he would have given me a check a week ago and it cleared, that's another story. If he came to me tonight, I don't trust him as far as you can throw him.
Okay.
And you can't throw him very far because he looks like Cubby.
Fair enough.
Oh, poor
Joe worked for me when he was skinny like Dean. What the hell happened to him?
You know, that's the sign of a good wife. That's what I hear.
He does have a good wife.
Now, I don't... Okay.
This is serious
business.
Yeah, I'm not. Give me the right check. Yeah.
My last question.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Woo! So my last question, Joel. Before.
Can I ask him about a strategy?
Not a strategy. I'm not asking anything about the strategy. Tonight we are going to see the debut of the boss's chair. Are you personally looking forward to seeing Mike Tartaglia have his own segment, his own talk show, his own time filler tonight?
Mike who?
Tartaglia.
Who?
Bruno.
Mike Bruno. And where did he get that name from?
I believe it was you. We had him on.
No! I created Mike Bruno, and now you want to know if I'm going to be interested in what he says in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Hell no!
Well, Mr. Good Blackheart, it was a...
Where was that hand last?
Well, my hands were up here, so I can shake your hand. All right.
Brady.
It was a pleasure.
Well, it was all yours.
That's fine.
Good luck tonight.
Can I go back to my stead now?
Yes, go back. I have no idea what you're doing tonight. I don't know what's going on. You won't tell me.
Well, that's two of us.
A damn thing.
That's two of us.
Fair enough.
I have no clue.
Oh, I do have one further question.
Oh, you lying sack of...
Do you know where Bandito is now?
Who?
Bandito.
Who?
Bandito.
Bandito, is he in the house? Last thing I heard, he was supposed to be here, and he was like in Voorhees or something. Bandito disappeared. He wants to work for this Texan little, promotions all over the area.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here.
That's his call. Hey, Double D.
Get out of here.
Go to hell home.
I will, probably around 11 o'clock. Always a pleasure.
That was an honor.
And don't forget it.
Always a pleasure.
Again, let me put the gold on.
He does have all four unified titles.
And he's going to have even more tonight.
I have two unified titles.
You think he's getting...
You idiot, I got two unified titles, four belts. I have four unified titles.
And he's going to have a trophy tonight. I can't wait.
Twice in a row, midnight sensation. Why? Because of me.
I believe it after this.
Woo!
There you go.
Look at you trying to kiss him.
Well, I have to end it on a good note.
It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating.
It is a fascinating thing. I believe Dan Law's back. Let him suck the life out of my, what remains of my battery. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Oh, I'm just doing lovely. Thank you for not hanging up on me again.
I didn't hang up on you that time. You dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll blame you anyway. It makes me feel better, like I accomplished something.
Say.
Is Brady alive?
Yeah, Brady's live. Brady's right here with me.
Oh, sweet.
Right next to me. Yeah, we are having time. How's it sound, Dan?
Oh, you sound good. You sound fine. I've been listening for a couple minutes.
Did you enjoy the Joel Goodhart interview?
I always enjoy the Joel Goodhart interview. It's kind of like knee surgery.
Kind of like knee surgery. Care to explain?
Well, I don't remember half of it. When I wake up, it's already over.
Wow. Now, Dan, I was nice enough to pass my headphones over to Papa Don so he can listen to what you had to say. Why would you try and rat me out? Why?
Because it was...
Papa Don.
Go ahead, Brady.
I didn't say anything about Papa Don.
What are you talking about? It's on air.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, it was funny, so.
It was a funny moment.
Can he drop out again?
No,
I'm right here.
Make him drop out like you did last time.
All right.
Uh-huh.
We are
okay.
I believe Fusion DS is on their way over. If things are planned properly.
Probably not.
Well, you never know. I think today we're not going for as many interviews as we have in the past. We just want to talk about this card. It's an excellent card. We've had Challenger for the ECWA Championship. Papadon, he was here. He's ready.
I remember.
That is just so weird when you say Challenger.
That's why I was having that mental moment. I was like, it's not right. It doesn't sound right to me, Dan. It doesn't sound right. Papadon, the Challenger. Are you there, Dan?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted me to elaborate. Yeah, no, it's been too long of him being the champion. It's just when you say Challenger, it's like, wait, what?
What's that, Dan?
Yeah, I understand, Dan. I'm going to let you go because you're sucking a lot of juice. I'm sorry, Dan.
Oh, that's okay. You guys have a good show.
Probably going to be
everybody
over.
Everybody who's listening, follow me on Twitter, DanLow83, if you give a damn. If you are still listening, you still got time from Philadelphia to get to Newark, get to the show. You're not going to miss the opening match. Who cares? Get down there. Go to the show. $15, folks. ECWAProWrestling.com.
We are joined now by none other than the former, and it pains me to say this, the former ECWA.
How about the rob? How about the pillage? How about the... No, I'm not going to say that last one. I don't know.
No, but
nonetheless.
But were you?
No.
Like
thanks. No. God, no. I don't know.
How would he know?
I don't want to know anything.
Oh.
I don't want to know.
How about you, Matt? Did it feel that way?
I have no idea what we're talking about. He's still underage.
Yeah.
They were plundered. That's a fair statement.
Pillaged and plundered. Thank
exactly.
you. Pillaged and plundered.
Pillaged and plundered.
We are here with Damian Dragon of the Nerd Herders.
Nerd Herders fame.
Friday night at 9 o'clock on Block Talk Radio.
Number one radio show for
Dream
Elite for
$3. Awesome. And Matt Saigon. Matt, do you do anything in your spare time besides...
Number one delivery man at Hap Cho's Happy Kitchen.
Woo! All right. Number one delivery man. Perhaps now.
Hop Chow.
Hop Chow.
Wow.
What do you do, Brady? This is your fifth podcast this week. Big Burgundy took some bumps today. It's a great day.
What is it? Slim Burgundy, buddy. Get it right.
Ah,
Slim Burgundy. 35 pounds. That's 30 babies.
30 babies?
I don't know. Premature babies.
I gotta ask you guys, last year this time, you're forced to put your titles on the line in this tournament.
Yeah.
Yes. This year, you guys lost the titles last month, plundered, pillaged, whatever.
Great.
The guys that took your titles do not have to defend tonight.
Yeah, it's
what's going on?
That's
a surprise.
Kind of convenient to circumstance. I mean, the one thing I'll give Jay-Z's due, he made the initial rule prior to all this thing. But again, I mean, how do you not know who's coming in? How do you not question the contracts? How do you not even see the contracts that you just let Joel Blowhard do whatever the hell he wants to do?
You know what I always found funny? And Matt, I'm asking you this one.
Oh, go ahead.
I always found funny that a team that there was no take, there was no match.
None.
Absolutely nothing.
None.
And somehow they get a tag title shot last month.
I think I stressed that, right?
I did stress that.
You did stress it a few times. I'm just re-stressing it right now.
Thank you.
Mind probe or something?
Honestly, I have no idea. In this day and age, I actually went on YouTube and looked up the Sons of Black card. You know what came up? Nothing.
Nothing.
It says, and I just like, did you mean the Sons of the Midnight Sensations?
No. See, the problem is curiosity killed the cat. So I was curious on where this was going to go because I had every chance to find out because a couple of years ago, I teamed with Mr. Gangrel, a.k.a. Mr. Heat.
Yes.
He would be the father of one of the Black Hearts. But I said, you know what? Let me not bother him. Let me let it ride on its own and let's see where they're going with all of this. Can I help you?
I help you?
Joel Goodhart is here.
Joel Goodhart just walking by, kind of mocking.
That's all right.
Fusion DX.
You can walk now. The question is, how are you going to remove my size 9 from your butt?
No chicky, no laundry.
Stop wasting my time.
I didn't call you over this time.
Next time,
the former...
Hey, they already won it.
Just wait a second. They already won a cup this year, sir.
They're going to have two cups.
Say that again.
Two.
A K and a S.
Samoan.
He doesn't listen to you.
Did I hear the word former?
Samoa.
Can say former.
Say Samoa.
Former.
You say former, I say Samoa.
Is this a Mr. Rogers episode? He's trying to teach a word?
Say former.
Say Samoa.
Is that the secret word of the
continue
way?
Continue your interview.
Samoan cup. Say it.
Wait, Samoan cup. What was the word?
Ding.
D cup.
Hey, I know you.
Got
continue your interview.
No, but what was the word?
I know you have dozens of listeners.
Don't say it. What was the
dozens
word?
Dozens upon dozens, no,
what was,
sir.
What was the word? What was the word that you wanted to say? What was the word?
Oh, God. Don't do
Formal.
It.
Yay! It's the Pee Wee Herman secret word of the day!
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now get out of here.
Now it's going to come back.
Comical guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You know what's really amazing? They can really wrestle. They put on a great, great, great match.
They do.
Where are the people to see them?
Well, that's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, nothing. Oh, by the way, you need to start tipping.
Why?
Because when somebody brings you food, you usually tip them. But you're too lazy to duck your ass
and go to a restaurant. The last time you brought me food, I gave you a tip. Third horse in the fifth race.
I give you a tip. Listerine.
Wow. Well, that was a little...
Will
you get the hell out of here already?
Come on,
where's security at? Mouth.
Tipping is not a city in China.
And we hear some of the witty fans here in USA.
I gotta say, he's got the shiniest shoes I've ever seen.
In case you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Joel Blowhard. Blowhard! 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 I haven't seen a weeble wobble like that in years.
I could go as long as I want with this. Here's Anthony. I've seen Steel do that.
Chico.
I think he's trying to steal.
Anywho.
He was trying to steal candy from the
Asian. What an uncouth gentleman.
He is.
What
an uncouth
gentleman. I'm over here. I am conducting myself like a gentleman. I am being highly intelligent and well-rounded in my vocabulary. And this uncouth gentleman. This civilized individual has the audacity has the audacity to come over here and besmirch our interview.
Now that sounds more like a Pee Wee Herman world today. That's a really regal word.
He was certainly besmirching you. He was besmirching me. And he would not...
Like I was telling him. Yes.
Earlier this year...
This year...
You guys won the Samoa Cup. You have tag team tournament experience that I think is being overlooked. Mm-hmm. By the rest of the people. And you weren't... These weren't...
And let us not fail to mention, we're the only team in this promotion that has traveled elsewhere.
That's a very good point, actually.
If you want to take that out of the equation, let's talk about the Samoa Cup as well.
These weren't slouches.
Exactly.
None of them were. Untouchables. You faced... Besides the Untouchables, you faced Black Keys and Devin Moore.
Exactly.
And then in the finals, Havoc and Anderson.
Exactly. And we
came out on top.
Now let me ask you, while we were doing all of this, and then also after we outed the now would-be indentured servant of the gentleman that was over here besmirching.
Oh, yes.
The indentured servant.
The midnight.
After we outed them, where were they actively wrestling? I didn't see anything about them. I didn't see them in activity anywhere. Mr. Brady Hicks, gentleman of the people, gentleman that knows his industry inside and out, left and right. Did you see them anywhere?
I have not.
Ah. there something about a special announcement or something?
Oh, I recall a special announcement. Weren't they going somewhere?
I'm on your page, quite frankly.
Lies,
I'm right there with you.
It's like the old song goes, lies, lies, lies. Yeah.
I agree with you, man.
I honestly didn't give a crap what
you
they did.
You took control of this.
What's that, Matt?
I honestly didn't give a crap what they did.
But apparently they didn't give a crap about their fans by turning on their morals.
Now let's. I just want to see something real quick here. I'm looking at the lineup.
Okay. Let's look at the lineup.
We have Fusion DS. There is a chance you guys may meet in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Actually, no, there's not. In the finals.
Really?
That is where you guys could meet.
We hope so. Because then the integrity of this tournament is going to turn into an entirely different demographic.
Whoa!
We lost power.
Where's my baseball bat?
I lost power.
Where's my baseball bat?
I think we're about to start.
I think we're about to start.
This is exciting.
Yeah, I guess
I'm honored, guys. Thank you so much.
Brady, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Slim, always a pleasure.
Guys, thanks for stopping by.
I love it here.
Somebody call Elvis and Sinatra. Place your bet. Fusion DS is taking this. And
while you're at, somebody call your mama.
All right.
That's the gun, Damien.
Guys, have a good one.
I love it.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Deuces, wow.
Deuces.
A pair of cups.
So, Brady, we're about ready to wrap things up here. Things are just about ready to start. It's the K-Cup, Brady. What's your final thoughts on the K-Cup tonight?
You know, if we're talking K-Cup, I've gone back and forth all night. I'm thinking the Nigerian Nightmares. You know, they're huge. They've got a size advantage over everybody. I'm thinking Apollyon and Rex Lawless. I'm thinking that these guys might be overlooked by everybody, and they have a lot of talent up in NYWC. Then I'm thinking Fusion DS when I'm listening to them. I'm thinking Joel. I mean, he's got it planned up his sleeve.
Fusion DS does look very...
There's a lot of teams that look good tonight, and there's a lot that we didn't even get to talk to, which is a shame, but I think I'm going to go with the NYWC guys. I do. It's crazy.
You're going to go with the Order of the Black.
Yeah, nobody knows about these guys, and they are uber talented.
Order of the Black Horse.
Yeah, or Dark Horse.
Black, dark, whatever.
Yeah, same thing, right?
So we're just moments away from starting. It's a very exciting evening. Regardless of the outcome, we have the ECWA Unified... We have the ECWA Unified Championship title match between the challenger, and it's still weird for me to say that, the challenger Papadon taking on Chris Wilde. We also have this prestigious tag team tournament for the K-Cup. You're going with the Order of the Black. I got to go with my heart. I'm going with Fusion DS.
You know, that's a totally reasonable prediction. Especially given everything that happened both last year at K-Cup and last month right here in ECWA. Absolutely, I could see that happening.
Definitely. So, for Brady Hicks, you can find him at thebradyhicks.com. I am Double D. We'll be back Wednesday night.